Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Get over the early afternoon slump with hot sports opinions and laughs with Sean Bash, David Mino, and their buddy Justin Montemayor on The Sweet Spot. Monday from 1 till 3 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
What up? 6 o'clock. There's 60 more minutes of the hard line. No Corby today. Kevin Landrum, Bob Sturm, and Dave Lane. We will get into Sturm Center here in about 15 minutes, but it is time for Friday Fun Junior, which is not sponsored ham. All right. Well, we've talked about this before, and that would be the trials and tribulations of traveling EA, who is our producer today, as DJ is on another vacation day. Now, you took your last cruise before this one. When was that?
Back in May.
Okay, and that one was a singles cruise where your aim was specifically to get in someone's bants.
Yes, it was not necessarily a quote-unquote singles cruise, but there were singles on board and other people who like to partake in swinger activities. And it was a very good option for a person of my persuasion, single, to have fun.
And you indicated to us then, man, this is your second cruise in one summer. Are you aware of this?
Yes, I am aware. I know math.
You indicated to us you had joined a Facebook group that was going to be on this cruise, correct?
Yes, I have.
How's that going?
Well, all right, so back up. I get told by mom we need to go on a vacation and, you know, have my little brother have a fun, you know, summer vacation. So
how's he doing now?
He's good. He's 11.
He's 11, okay.
He's kicking butt. And we said, let's go on a cruise. Go find me something. And I was like, well, it has to be family friendly because he's 11. And so I found a Carnival cruise for us to go on. And I'm like, well, we had fun 2 years ago on Carnival, but will it be as fun as what I had on my Virgin Voyages cruise? Because, you know, that was hectic. That was fun. Now this one's different. This time I don't have older siblings. I have little sibling. I also have mom and step guy, and I also have my aunt. So it's not.
Oh, whoa! God. How big is this party?
Wow! Oh, it was how five many? Of us.
Five. Okay.
Yeah.
Four blockers.
Yeah. So you're pitching the cruise. This isn't a family. Let's go on a cruise.
I was told by mom, let's do a cruise.
Okay.
I had her convinced that cruising was fun, and I was like, all right, fine, I'll go find something. And I picked this Carnival cruise, and I was like, all right, let's go for it.
Did you bring pineapple?
I did not.
Okay. Were you looking for cruises that had, like, the water slide, but also, like, foam parties?
I kind of was. I was looking for a mix. But when I found one, this last second, I was like, all right, we'll go with this ship, this time period, we're good to go.
What was your destination?
Cozumel and Progreso.
Okay.
Now,
where they make the soup?
I assume that's what it was when we first saw it, but no, it is a very not fun place to be. I'll get into that later. But
well, we only have several minutes here.
Right. So the thing is, I went on a Facebook group like I did last time. I was like, you know what? This is how you're going to find those singles. You know, we're gonna do it well here. Unfortunately, I found the most boring group I ever seen in my life. These are just people just galvanizing and talking about, what? You know,
gallivanting.
Gallivanting, yes, gallivanting about,
and also, you know, galvanizing.
Yes, talking about, you know, hey, we can't wait to bring the grandkids, and we're going to do sock exchanges and candy exchanges. I'm like, okay, this is either, you know, for grandparents or Corby's pedo thing. So I don't know what's going on here. And one of the group leaders wanted to do a. Do you guys know the show Three's Company?
Of course.
Yeah. You know, Mrs. Roper.
Sure.
They wanted to dress up like Mrs. Roper and wear large muumuus and red-headed wigs and parade around the cruise.
This group sounds fun, but also this is not what you're looking for.
What an irrelevant reference.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. I'm like, what's going on here? This is sickening to me. I'm like, I want hot girls. I want fun swingers. What's going on here?
Yeah, because you claimed on your last night of the last cruise that you got to lay upon a woman.
I did. It's
now,
true.
It's under conjecture.
That's fine. You guys cannot believe all you want, but it's the truth. The thing is, I thought, okay, well, let's go in and try to see what happens on this cruise. And like you said, I do have four blockers. And they got in the way a lot. And already this is a volatile situation with my family. If you know anything about it, there are some reactionary people, and I'm one of them, where we, if we all get together in close, you know, quarters, things aren't going to go well.
You can never have too many Azads in one place.
Exactly. And I'm dodging that. While,
do you find opportunities to peel off and do your own thing?
I did a few times towards the end of the night after watching some comedy shows. I did try to walk around the ship alone. There was a nightclub, and I'm like, well, tonight's 90s, 2000s music night. This is it. I'm going to go in and have the time of my life.
Lip sync to some Will Smith.
So you weren't in your Mrs. Roper costume.
I did not get the Mrs. Roper costume in time, no.
Okay.
But you were going to.
No, come on. As I get in there, and I'm just ignored. I am completely ignored because either people are way, you know, just 18 or 19 years old, way young for me, or they're extremely old. There's just no gap for where EA wanted to play. And I did have one opportunity, and I did get to talking to a beautiful woman. She looked of maybe her 50s, and we were, you know, talking.
Because you like mommies.
Yeah. And there was some kind of connection. There was some kind of chemistry. I felt like I was about to score. She goes, well, I got to go. Sweet dreams. And she just walked away. And I was like, I wasted 30 minutes of talking to this woman. I thought she was touching me on the thigh.
Why didn't you close the deal? You've got to say it.
I thought I was. What am I supposed to say? Hey, let's go a bang?
You're on a boat. That's how you close the deal.
She can't get away from you.
I wanted to make
sure. Because of the implications.
She can't get away from you.
Listen, I'm not going to go run chasing after her. But
no.
No, but, that. But what I'm saying, yeah, what I, not with your ankles.
No. The gout, fortunately, was
the
in
boat's,
check.
The boat's too big. You can't.
Yeah, boy, buffets on boats will flame up the gout.
Yeah, I did a lot more of the buffet than the scoring. So,
there was some scoring.
There was. It was some good meals. But, you know.
Never mind.
But I don't know. This was a very disappointing thing for me. I just the women on there also, the quality went down.
Well, it's a family friendly cruise. You're not going to have a bunch of hots running around.
No, they're in a lot of women my size, and that's not a good thing for me. Just,
wow. Yeah, you're
it's double standard.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but you're okay.
You're looking for ladies who are not your size.
Well, I mean, you could be a little chubby. That's okay, but I'm a big person.
I think you're too, how do I say this delicately?
Picky?
Yes, you are too picky.
Yeah, for sure.
You have this vision of somebody that you want to get with, but you need to open up, you know, your eyes a little bit and explore the market a little bit.
Well, I was trying to do it that night with the said, you know, older woman, but apparently I was reading the signals wrong, or she just wanted to get out. No. I must have said something.
It sounds to me like you didn't say that one final thing to seal it. You didn't seal the deal correctly, and she moved on.
I guess so. And I felt disappointed, and I kicked myself for that, going back towards my room. And then
what were we talking to her about?
We were talking about she was interested that was in radio, and then I talked to her about, you know, her career in like law or something.
Bro, yeah, that's another thing, dude. You could have said whatever. You didn't have to work in radio. Could've
said
anything.
I like using that as a technique. I talked to a married couple, and they said they're from Dallas. And when I mentioned I work at the ticket, the guy seemed to go, oh, I know the ticket, and then it kind of ended there. I was like, oh, I thought you were gonna, you know, cool blaze story. Me up. No, because so far I've used the ticket so far on the they've recognized me for being on the ticket on the last two cruises.
Dudes, though, right?
Yes, unfortunately, yeah. Dudes. Yeah. Women don't seem to.
I mean, maybe you need to open your your possibilities even wider.
To dudes. No.
Yeah, hook up with an old dude.
No offense to anyone doing that. That's great.
I bet
the ticket
thing works better with dudes than with girls.
Yeah, maybe you're just missing your target audience.
I will. Well, this was a disappointing thing to deal with.
Well,
but
you got to hang out with your family on a cruise. How is that disappointing?
Sure.
Speaking of your room, did your little brother or your mom or your stepdad tell you to take a dump in the public restroom?
Yeah, that's right. You were being chased out of your bathroom last time.
No, nothing but the dump. But I was told to put back the CPAP mask on because the snoring was getting bad.
I forgot about that aspect of the last time you told a cruise story, was that you were kind of patient zero for Cyclospora on that cruise.
I probably was. I don't know. But I could have, you know, brought it back to the States. When I've heard stories about it, I was like, that seems like a normal day for me. But yeah, I was under control stomach-wise on this trip. It's just the snoring was an issue.
So if that woman at the nightclub had invited you back to her room,
mm-hmm.
would you have had to have swung by your room to get the CPAP machine?
Oh, no.
Before spending the night with her?
No, I would not spend the night. As soon as I'm done, I'm out.
Okay.
Love him and leave him. That's yeah. the EA way.
The EA thing is I go in, have my fun, and then I go find me a nice beverage of choice, usually a Gatorade or a punch.
Yeah, you got to replenish your fluids.
Yeah, make sure you're hydrated.
I mean. That's the key. After one tryst a few years ago, I went to a Quick Trip and got me a nice little Hawaiian punch. It was nice.
You're the best, man. So what did you do in Cozumel?
We went snorkeling again. It was fun.
What's
I love
snorkeling.
Snorkeling. Okay. Snorkeling. It was fun.
That's when you snore into a snorkel.
And then people complained, and that's why I don't like going on trips with families, because everybody complains.
Wait
about
a minute. What, who's complaining about snorkeling?
Everybody, you know, oh, wow, I didn't know this was going to be that scary. And my
EA, because he falls asleep while he's doing it.
And then we get back, and the restaurant I picked wasn't good enough, and we could have, stop complaining and enjoy vacation.
Who's doing the most complaining?
You know, mom, aunt, step guy, all of them.
Because you're picking bad restaurants?
I guess. I picked one. I say, hey, this is great. This is a great Cozumel restaurant.
How old are you?
37.
Why can't you break away from them on a cruise like this?
Trust me, I'm all about the going on my own.
Okay.
But, my little brother's there, and I like to entertain him.
If you got a bunch of people in your party that aren't having a good time, well, see you later.
That's what we did. Just me and my little brother, we had dinner alone one night.
What does he like to do?
He wanted to go to a lot of the shows and wanted to go out, and he was trying to find ducks all over the cruise. People were leaving little rubber ducks all over. He found like 30 of them, so that was fun for him. He was really easy to entertain.
Okay.
Though he did not like the comedian. He did not laugh once and gave a very disappointed look. So.
I can't imagine that a cruise comedian is going to be that good.
Right.
Oh, they were decent. He just didn't get the jokes. I'm like, okay.
I got to tell you, your stories from your last cruise had a little more flavor to them.
They were more titillating.
I'm sorry. I tried my best, Bob.
Do you have another singles cruise planned?
Probably next year.
Okay.
What if you just...
Didn't all those people block you after the cruise?
No.
The swingers?
No, the group chat got blocked or got destroyed or whatever, but I found the original messages. I could message them at any time. I just don't want to. Something you don't go back to. Just keep going forward, guys.
What happens at sea stays at sea. Yeah.
You're saying like a shark.
Exactly.
We must keep swimming forward.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you're not moving forward, you're dead.
You got to feast and move on.
All right. Well, EA, we tried, man. We were looking for you conquering the world or stinking up your cabin's bathroom to a point where everybody wanted to jump overboard. But sounds like you just had a normal cruise.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wasn't...
Don't be sorry.
I apologize. Next time, I'll make sure I stink up the bathroom.
Get banned from your own cabin.
We'll never change, EA.